Welcome to the 12 Pillars podcast. Our aim is to help you on your journey to success through blending together the fundamental principles and teachings of Jim Rohn and the 1 Year Success Plan, all with the help of your British host. Today's topic, Biblical Leadership Lessons. In this podcast, we talk about leaders having too many people. Jim used the story of Gideon to illustrate the two types of people leaders may recruit in a hurry. Be like Gideon. And be willing to get rid of those who don't want to be in your group.
Here's the next key. In building a successful team, you must learn when you've got too many. It's a simple story. It comes from the Bible. Now, being an amateur, you sort of have to take my way of putting it. But good Lord said, just take my word for it. You got too many. And Gideon said, well, what should I do? And the good Lord said, try this. Get the 32,000 troops together. And give him your last final ringing speech. We're off to fight the Midianite. Something like that. And he said, when you finish the speech, finish it like this. Now then, that we're off to fight, if there's anybody here that's afraid, and you think we're about to lose this battle upcoming with the Midianites, you can be excused this time, go home, can't use you this time. Gideon said, clever, should have thought of that myself. Gets the 32,000 troops together, gets up, gives his last ringing speech and says, we're off to fight, but if there's anybody here who thinks we're going to lose, you can be excused this time. You can just go home. We're just going to take what's left. And Gideon waits. And sure enough, some went home, and the number was 22,000. Gideon says, wow. Hey, if you've got 32,000 and 22,000 think you're going to lose, guess what? You're going to lose. You got too many. Here's the key to leadership. In haste, it's possible to recruit losers. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means it's possible. You say, well, why is that? This is called one of those things. When you're moving, no telling who you collect, right? So here's part of the test, you know. Who thinks we're going to lose? You can be excused this time. So Gideon's got 10,000 left. He says, no problem, we'll do it with 10,000. Good Lord says, well, you still got too many. Gideon says, well, what now? And the good Lord says, try this. March the 10,000 till they're hot and thirsty down by the river. And those that are careless just drop their shield and spear and dive in the water and start drinking. You can't use them. They're too careless. But the ones that keep the spear and the shield and lap the water like a dog, keep looking and alert, those are the ones because they're trained and ready to go. Gideon said, clever. And he marches the 10,000 till they're hot and thirsty down by the river. Sure enough, when he gets to the river, some are hot and careless, and they just throw down their spear and shield and jump in the water. And the number was 9,700. Key to leadership. In haste, it's possible to recruit the careless. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means it's inevitable. This is called one of those things. Now, if you've got an important battle, you got to know who's careless. And this was part of the test. So Gideon says, you 9,700, home. And he sent him home, dripping home. Now he's got 300 left. Gideon said, no problem. From 32,000. To 300. Gideon is still willing to try it. We call that courageous leadership. You've got to read the story. Don't have time to give you the whole scenario, but it was a fascinating story. With 300, the battle plan was the most strange, unusual battle plan ever designed. But he won the day, chased off the Midianites. Gideon becomes the military Jewish hero of the day. His story provided for us to read one more time, which says, as a leader, remember, there are times when you may have too many. This is called inevitable.